Welcome back. I hope you are not being deceived by God.
that's the right statement to say. But Daddy, are you actually telling us that actually that's what deceive? God is not actually lying.
It's not lying. It's not lying. It's placing you for judgment. Now, each time God wants to do something, there are two things anyway he's doing. He's either saving or he's destroying. And to save you, he uses a pool that attracts you to come to be saved.
Yes, sir.
So also, to judge you, there's something he will use to pull you, to position you to be judged.
I got it.
Now, each of them has anointing. And there are vessels to be used for that purpose. You see, we read Deuteronomy 13.
Yes, sir.
It comes to pass, but then he begins to tell you, you know, things that will take you away from God. If I don't know how people read the Bible. Scriptures have been fulfilled before our eyes. Look at all these anointed, popular anointed men of God who are supposed to be men of God with genuine power of the Holy Ghost. Genuine prophetic grace, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm not talking about even the fake ones. I'm talking about the genuine ones. But watch their setting in that ministry and watch what they preach. It can never produce godliness. It produces worldliness. Look, those of us, you know, there are two groups of, there are two unique groups among other groups in the kingdom of God, among converts. One, they are those who we are in the occult before. Now, the pastor that came from Oshobo to see me yesterday, he said he was the one carrying masquerade. He was the priest Gongo. He carried and he gave his, came to testify of how, you know, he got his deliverance, gave his life to Christ. And he saw the day that that spirit walked out from him. He said, you know, they know the things that happen in the spirit world. When they come to Christ, when they see people who are still operating at that level with the Bible, they know them.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
While you may be celebrating somebody's anointing, somebody, the guy will look there and say, God, come and leave this place. We were all there before. We know what he's doing. Now, so also the second group are those of us who were in the world of fashion, nightclubbing, and all those social things we used to do. You know, when we give our life to Christ, and then we come to certain churches, it don't remind you of the nightclub that used to be there before. Then you will say, what is the conversion here? So we are the ones that will say, oh, come on, get out of that, but that's not the church of Jesus Christ. When we talk, they don't know, they think we're just criticizing. I even owned a nightclub. So I was the entertainment officer in the Air Force. Go and find out from any Air Force officer, as of Flight Lieutenant Alu in those days. Every Friday we were having, you know, 100 cars we packed and packed the KJ officers' mess. We used to bring comedians to come and make us laugh. We used to bring naked women to come and do strip teasing for us. We would drink all night, every Friday night, before I got converted. When I now enter a church and I see the same setting, I run out and say, come on, this is not a church. This is a nightclub. You now understand what I mean.
Amen.
When I see naked women dressed sitting down there, when I see all those people that dress with the tattered jeans and they say they are Christians, when I see them doing those, their punk hair, or even the pastor himself has a design in his head. When I see comedians that I used to pay to come and entertain us, coming to the church, I will leave.
Can mean a good bit.
So when you hear Matthew 7 again, okay. Verse 21.
Matthew 7:21.
Read up to verse 23.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have you not prophesied in thy name? Uh-huh. And in thy name I've cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works.
Can you see? It's not denied.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you.
Never knew
depart
you.
From me, ye that walk
in iniquity. He didn't know them. Why? Now you are looking at the anointing. You don't know the mystery of the anointing. The anointing is to deceive.
To place them for judgment.
To place them for judgment. Take note that Psalm 68, verse 18.
He says, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
Again, thou hast ascended on high.
Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive.
Now, and then, thou hast received gifts for men. Now, is that not what you see in Ephesians chapter 4?
Yes, sir.
In the New Testament.
Yes, sir.
Reading from verse 9.
Ephesians 4.
9, 10 and 11.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9, 10 and 11.
He gave the gift even to the wicked.
That's right.
Is that what he said?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that
ascended. He ascended up
far above all heavens.
Okay.
My few lot things.
And he gave gifts
to men. Some apostles.
See the gifts he gave.
And some prophets.
Now the interest, okay.
And some evangelists. And some pastors and teachers.
And he said he gave even to the rebellious. So it means there are rebellious pastors, rebellious prophets, rebellious apostles. In fact, for any man to say it's an apostle now, it's a rebellion. Because there is no such office now that anybody should claim.
Yes, sir. It's a rebellion, truly.
It's a rebellion. There are rebellious prophets, rebellious teachers, rebellious evangelists, rebellious. Yet, they are gifted from heaven. What is their ministry? Why will God give a rebellious person a genuine gift? It is because in 2 Timothy chapter 4,
my God,
see verse 2, 3, 4.
Preach the word. Be instant in season.
Listen to what the Spirit is speaking through Apostle Paul.
Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust.
For the time will come
when they will not endure sound doctrine.
They will not endure sound doctrine. And this doctrine is a doctrine according to godliness. But what?
But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers.
With what?
Having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables.
Unto fables.
Rebellious.
Who are these today? They are supposed to be children of God. They are supposed to be Christian. They are supposed to, they are not talking about these worldly people. People who are supposed to be Christian, but that a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, listen. The spirit of deception that deceives them, is also called the spirit of delusion. Because Ahab was deluded to believe that lie. Something has to happen for him to believe it. What makes him believe that lie that you see in Deuteronomy chapter 13?
Yes, sir.
That taking you away is that the gift come to pass. The dream come to pass. The vision come to pass.
That's true.
The prophecy come to pass. But watch the teaching. The teaching takes them away from God, but they love that type of teaching. So God anointed that dreamer, anointed that prophet with that anointing, genuine one. Yet he's false. To see whether you will follow him and be destroyed or know what to do to filter what you hear despite the gift.
Wow.
And what is the filter of a Christian?
The word of God.
It's the word of God.
Amen.
So, now, you see, the gift is for delusion. That is what you see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
God.
And it's a mystery. Right. So from verse 7.
For the mystery of
iniquity. Read it up to verse 12.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already walk.
Yes.
Hmm. Only he who now letteth be led.
Yes.
Until he be taken out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
Verse 10 again.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish.
Can you see?
Because they receive not the love
because they receive not the love of the truth, no matter what we say,
that they might be saved. And for this cause shall God
Because they have no love to finish it.
And for this cause,
God shall for this reason,
God shall send them strong delusion.
What will he do?
Strong delusion.
To do what?
That they should believe a lie.
God will do something on them to cause them to believe a lie. How can you read this and not be afraid of God?
Thank God.
There are people that God has given them an anointing, a spirit, to make them believe a lie. Ahab had that spirit to believe the lies that those 400 prophets were speaking to him. Today, see all these mighty preachers, no matter what scandal they go through, they have followers. No matter what, you know, abominations they are exhibiting, you know, preach. The Bible tells us those that preach that godliness is gain, what should you do?
Turn away from them.
There's another group that you have to come out from. Those, you know, idolatry in the church. Get away from them. Don't be yoked with that. And many such things. So read on, let's see, we have not finished.
Verse 12, that they all might be damned.
I mean verse 11 again.
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
Strong delusion, because they have no love for truth.
Yeah, they should believe a lie.
So that they will believe a lie.
That they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in righteousness.
My God.
People don't understand the mystery of redemption. And God is in charge. The people that he's using and to minister, and those that they are ministering to, that the same spirit. God will anoint somebody who is a false vessel with a genuine anointing to cause attraction. His ministry is deception. Because he's a liar. Why would a liar tell you? Lies.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. Then you are following him. Then you are looking at the anointing. Watch all these places with mighty, mighty anointing. Whether they preach about holiness.
At all.
Whether they even have Bible study. They can't try because they know that people like us that will tell you you're misplacing scripture. So they don't go that way. Whether you see them go to talk about the coming of the Lord and how God will come. Whether you see them go to the book of Revelation to tell you what God was showing his church at the end time. They don't go that way. All they need is come and gather and, you know, power. Testimony.
It was generous.
And what do they have? Nothing that can affect the soul. But because the people cannot endure sound doctrine. And if you are going to preach sound doctrine, you need enough time. That is why they will not go to churches that stay long, preaching for too long. You can stay for hours. Watch one man, your prophet, doing deliverance on a few people. Demonstrating power for hours. I don't prophet. Hours from money to them. But tell them to come for Bible study. See how many of them will come. So God knows they are there. And remember, there must be separation. There is the ministry of separation. In Matthew 13 from verse 24, the parable of the wheat and the tares.
Yes, sir.
The tares must be separated from the wheat.
Amen.
And that will take place at harvest time.
Harvest.
Yes, that is the end time, just before the rapture.
Yes, sir.
Who will he send?
Reapers.
Reapers to do what? To bind the wheat. Where's the wheat going to?
It's
heaven.
It's bound.
And another reaper again to bind the tares.
Into fire.
Into where?
Fire.
Fire. But which is the one that is bound first?
The wheat.
The
no, the tares.
The
let's confirm.
Go to verse 30.
Let both grow together and see the harvest.
Yes.
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares.
Ew.
What is the first ministry you see?
The tares.
The binding of the tares. Mm. And it's going on now. And they bind.
And bind them in bundles.
Yes.
To bond them.
Yes.
But gather the wheat into my barn.
They are binding in bundles.
Bundles. Ministries. Every ministry is a bundle.
Very good.
So, now, somebody that is with the ministry of gathering tares is taking them there now to hell now, to fire. He must be a fire candidate himself. A candidate for hell. You cannot bring an angel from heaven to take people to hell. It has to be somebody who is in hell bound to lead the others to hell. That is why he's a son of perdition. So he is leading people to hell, and he's a tear. Now, but watch it. He's given a delusion. There are people that will not endure sound doctrine. So, what it does is to bring one reaper, a false teacher, a false prophet, because he has no truth. He's not preaching truth. He will come with a genuine power of God. Oh, I wish the bride of Jesus Christ will know this, so that you are not taken away, carried away by gifts.
Says, God of Israel.
And you don't use somebody's anointing to rate him that he is a son of God.
Son of God, true.
He can be a servant of God. I'm talking revelation.
Hey, yes, man of God. Yes. Amen.
There are servants that are not sons. And there are sons that are also servants.
Hey, man of God, I heard you, sir.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
So he anoints that man of God, that servant of his. Was Balaam a Jew?
At all.
He was anointed for a purpose. You have to catch that. So now with this anointing, can't you see all of a sudden now, there's no difference between the whole world. The world has infiltrated the Christian faith, especially in America, the Western world.
That's true.
Europe, you don't have such that there are no much Pentecostalism in Europe. It's total gross darkness that has covered them. They are even selling their church buildings to Islam. Muslims are buying them and turning them to mosques. I saw an advert, is it an advert save or something like that? A church that was bought and turned to a nightclub. Oh yes. And another one, they bought it and said, both Christian and Muslim, come and be worshiping. Pray to your God. You can stay here, pray. We are all worshiping this. Just to make a caricature of Christianity. I don't know any real, Pentecostal fire church in Europe. I don't know.
No.
The ones that are there by Africans, they are there. They are not there to go and win souls. There's an association of Africans that are gathered together there. You don't see any true revival there. Some Nigerians have such churches there. Who are those who are there? The Nigerians are full there. If it's a Yoruba man, it's Yoruba people that fool their world. Yoruba in diaspora in Europe, they fool there. And they know, when you say church, you know what I mean. So what do you see them? They don't want to touch you, so that they will keep coming. People keep coming to church. So they won't touch your dressing. They won't touch. They are busy with, teachings of how to make you succeed. 39 steps to success. 40 steps to greatness. Raising, what do they call it, giants in the Lord, taking over the world, This war belongs to the Christians. And don't be underdogs. Rise to your challenge. We must come, every business in life, we must be there. Don't forget these people that talk about water baptism. Don't forget these people that talk about holiness. The way you dress doesn't matter. It's what is in your heart. And people don't know that it's a reaper.
An anointing.
An anointing there to gather a certain body. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
So yes, that spirit of delusion is the pull by God to position you who don't love truth to be destroyed.
Wow.
You don't, I've not finished that scripture. Have you?
The one of Matthew 13.
No, the one, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 12.
Okay, verse 11 again. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
That had pleasure in unrighteousness. You see, when I talk about this wheat and tares, reapers and, the reapers, to separate
the tares and the wheat.
The wheat. Then you understand this prophecy in Matthew chapter 3.
Matthew 3.
The introduction of Jesus Christ, verse 11 and verse 12, by John.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Eh?
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
That is John.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I.
And who is that is coming after him?
Lord Jesus.
What will he do?
Whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear.
Oh, glory.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
He will baptize you with what?
With the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Now go to the next verse.
Whose fan is in his hand?
Eh?
Whose fan is in his hand?
And what will he do?
And he will thoroughly purge his
floor. And where is his floor?
The church.
The church. And do what?
And gather his wheat into the garner. But you burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Can you see? What does he use?
Reapers.
To separate those from unquenchable fire from those that will go to the garner. And who is the one doing it? Is the Lord Jesus Christ. Can't you see them? Telling you when Christ called them. Genuine anointing to separate the wheat from the tares. So the process of this separation is the fan in God's hand to fan the wheat here and fan the blow the wheat here, blow the tares one side, so that you go to where you belong to. Yes, God can deceive.
Wow, thank you so much, sir.
And remember that every one of us will have a reward. Because if you go to the next verse,
yes, sir.
Verse 13. Is that verse 13?
2 Thessalonians?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay, yeah.
What does it say?
But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you.
Listen now. We must conclude that scripture. Yes.
But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God had from the beginning,
from the foundation of the world,
chosen you to salvation.
Thank you.
Through sanctification of the Spirit.
And what?
Belief
of the truth.
That is the separating line. Between the wheat and the tares.
Wow.
And if you read Romans chapter 2.
Romans 2.
In fact, let's read those four verses from verse 6 to verse 10.
Romans 2 from 6 to 10.
Yes. Amen.
Who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patience, continuance, and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality.
What? Go ahead.
Eternal life. But unto them.
Yeah. What? Go back to verse 7 again.
To them
who by. Read it very well. To them who by patient continuance
in well-doing
seek for glory and honor and immortality. What's the reward?
Eternal life.
That's the way I wanted you to bring it up.
But unto them that are contentious.
They are contentious.
And do not obey the truth.
They will not obey the truth.
But obey unrighteousness.
And obey unrighteousness. What is their reward?
Indignation.
And what?
And wrath.
Thank you very much. Therefore, give diligence. To make your calling and election sure.
Wow.
What are we doing in the Rapture Watch? Is knowing this revelation, knowing the terror of God, will persuade men to work out your salvation
with fear
and trembling, and give all diligence to ensure your salvation, your calling and election.
Wow.
If you are called to go to heaven, there's a process you will follow. And don't allow yourself to be deceived by miracles, signs, and wonders. This have a detrimental effect to your eternal destination. And he will soon come to take us home. Mm-hmm. And the binding for the wheat is going on now. That's what you are being part of if you are part of the revelations that go through this ministry.
Amen.
The ministry of perfection.
Amen.
The ministry of perfection is God's bundling process.
Hallelujah.
For the wheat, those who will go in the wheat, they must be perfected.
Amen.
That's the process. Mm. God bless you.
Thank you so much,
hallelujah,
sir.
God has chosen us to salvation through sanctification of the spirit.
Believe of the truth.
Do you believe the truth, or are you deceived by miracles, signs, and wonders? Mm. Do not be deceived by God. Thank you so much, Pastor Moses.
Mm.
A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV.
Yeah.
We always say, because of you, people are hearing the gospel around the world. Our pastor commented that several places in Europe, the churches are being sold. But we thank God that there's a satellite TV that from all over the world, true believers are connected to the truth. And that is made available, done by the offerings you are giving.
Amen.
May God continue to reward you both here on earth. And we are sure that a reward awaits you in heaven. Thank you so much. Till we meet again, keep watching Bright TV. And don't forget to tell somebody about the Bright TV. God bless you.
Hallelujah.